Hello and welcome to Chapter 6. Chapter 6 covers legal and ethical behavior, but tends to focus on the legal restraints. The overview of this chapter, and I believe the text does a pretty good job with the terms here. We will look at those like always, but I think you'll be in good shape. But the overview, section 1, pretty much lays it out what we're going to look at. The ethical and legal constraints, and then there is a list of major federal laws on page 172 and 173 that you probably should feel like you've seen before. Okay, the additional section is dividing up into different areas of constraints. I could have asked you, but never quite did, what are the different areas in which there are legal constraints? There are pricing constraints, promotion constraints, products constraints, and supply chain constraints. If you think about it from your current marketing knowledge, you'll realize that what we really have here is that there are restraints on all four parts of the marketing mix, all four P's of marketing: product, price, place, and promotion. Place being really the supply chain, as the book calls it. But if you look down through these, you will be expected to know those areas of constraints in each one, as in, you will be expected to name the six areas of pricing constraints. Please note that five of those are terms, so that should make them pretty easy. And the one that's not is below cost pricing, but I think that's pretty self-explanatory too. Below cost means selling below cost. Why would companies do that? Really to kill off the competition. And for that reason, there are legal restrictions on being able to do that. In section 3, we look at promotion constraints. You will be expected to know the three areas of promotion constraints. I didn't make these up. These are the way they're written. But these have always struck me as a little unnecessarily confusing. Deceitful diversion of patronage sounds like a terrible phrase, but it means stealing customers from your competition. Deceptive advertising is not bad. And deceptive sales practices, being misleading when you're selling to people directly. They aren't bad. Do learn those three, though. Product constraints. Simply, you must know that there are laws about selling products related to safety, liability, and warranty. And finally, supply chain constraints. There are restrictions on how you set up your supply chain, territorial restrictions, dual distribution, exclusive dealing, and tying agreements. The section on ethics and ethical decision areas, I simply ask you to know there are three areas where you must make ethical decisions. When you're buying merchandise, in other words, from your suppliers, when you're selling merchandise to your customers, and in your dealing with your employees. So just give me those three answers and you'll be in good shape. The questions are pretty obvious. I'm not absolutely thrilled with these being a list of lists here, but for some points in this chapter, I didn't see anything better to do with them. If you look down the terms, I think these will be pretty good. Let's try to cover them real quick, looking down the term list and see how this works out, rather than in the outline. The first two, horizontal price fixing and vertical price fixing. Picture that channel, manufacturer, wholesaler, retailer. And if you drew those up and down, you'd be drawing them vertically. So if you have a vertical price fixing, that means maybe, for example, a manufacturer and a wholesaler got together to fix prices. That's considered to be illegal. Horizontal price fixing would be when you had a flat line sideways. In other words, you were looking at a retailer from one channel and a retailer over here getting together to fix prices. Imagine two service stations at an exit on the interstate. So vertical is between members up and down the marketing channel. Horizontal is between members at the same level, which usually means of different channels. Price discrimination, charging different prices to different customers for the same merchandise. Deceptive pricing is being misleading, not including all the prices, that kind of thing. Predatory pricing is pricing so as to kill off the competition, which is why we don't have below-cost pricing as a term, because that's usually what you would be doing if you use below-cost pricing. You'd be doing predatory pricing. Bait and switch and loss leader. Both of these are when you advertise unusually low prices. One, bait and switch, your intent is really to lure people into your business, into your store, and sell them something else instead. You'll see automobile dealers talk about their $10,000 Ford Ranger. But when you get there, it's a small one with no air conditioner, no radio. It's the white one for, you know, fleets, that kind of thing. They really expect to sell you something else. On the other hand, loss leader is advertising an unusually low price to to get people into your stores, hoping they'll buy other things also. These are the 10-cent a dozen eggs you'll see in your Piggly Wiggly advertisement each week, that kind of thing. We'll attract people to the store and we'll sell them other things as well. We are willing to sell them those eggs, but we want them to buy other things also. The couple of warranties here, warranty of merchantability and warranty of fitness. These are interesting. I encourage you to read the book the way it explains it. But basically, anytime you sell anything, you're providing a warranty of merchantability, that it's fitable, fit to be sold. It won't fall apart as soon as you take it out of the box. It actually works. It actually does something. Now, warranty of fitness is a little more detailed. This means it's fit for your specific purpose. So if I go in and tell a guy I need tires to fit for my Ford Ranger, if he sells them to me, they should actually fit the Ranger and they should actually run some reasonable amount of time. That's warranty of merchantability. If I tell him that I want tires to put on my Ford Ranger so I can tow my U-Haul trailer across the country, he is now, if he is willing to do it based on that question, he is now giving me a warranty of fitness. These tires he's selling me will do that job. They can handle that weight, that heat, that amount of distance, that kind of thing. Territory restrictions, dual distribution, exclusive dealing, and tie agreements. Better to leave these to the text, I don't think. Not much confusing about those. I don't think I did anything terrible with my definitions. They should be pretty self-explanatory anyway. Maybe not tying agreements. Tying agreements is when, in order to sell you one item in my product line, I require you to buy other items as well. I tie my products together. If you want to buy my Wilson basketballs, you must buy my Wilson baseballs, my Wilson footballs, my Wilson tennis balls, and stock them all. That would be tying agreements. Blue laws, we know all about those in South Carolina. Ethics is simply acceptable conduct. And slotting fees is when you're paying for shelf space. So with that, we should be in good shape for Chapter 6. Good luck, and I do apologize for the number list you'll be expected to memorize here, but most of them are terms, and they do go together very well. Good luck.